Afterward. As stated in the author's note, this book was not meant as an exhaustive catalogue of the fraud and corruption referred to in this book. For those who are more interested in the actual corruption and the details and references referring to that, I suggest the following for further study and as a witness of the truth of what occurred during the COVID-19 pandemic. First is watch the episodes of The High Wire with Del Bigtree. Del Bigtree at thehighwire.com has been doing a fabulous job all through this, probably because he was starting well before COVID, and he was in a position to be watching and reporting on what on the lies that were happening as they happened. But specifically, there's a list of notes that I list in the afterword that I would recommend if you're actually doing research on COVID-19. Otherwise, I would recommend just watching each week the episode that comes out from the High Wire at thehighwire.com. Second, I would also read The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, that is a tome as described, Joel Skousen actually mentioned it as a tome, and he actually read it in just one weekend. But being as large as it is, if you have to prioritize your time in reading it, I would read at least chapters 1 and 2 and chapters 9, 11, and 12. These are long chapters. Just that will be several hundred pages. But it will give you a very good base understanding of the background of Anthony Fauci, as well as the background of the drug industry in general and how they have used fear-mongering to promote drugs, especially drugs that don't work so well and they still want to try to make some money on them. Next is read Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022 by Ed Dowd. He is a researcher. He used to be a financial analyst that would look for trends to help make investment decisions. And just from a financial perspective, he's been able to recognize this trend of sudden deaths occurring after the vaccine came out. The work next is the work of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Joseph McCullough, Robert Scott Bell, and The Truth About Vaccines by Ty and Charlene Bollinger. If you go to thetruthaboutvaccines.com, you'll see connections to each of these people I just mentioned, but they all have their own websites as well, so you can look up their names. Robert Scott Bell, for example, has robertscottbell.com, but certainly those are a treasure trove of information of not just the past of COVID-19, but also taking watchful care as we move forward in history of what those who would lie to us and manipulate the population for their own gain, what they're doing and how what they're doing is damaging the population or our health. Read The War on Ivermectin, The Medicine That Saved Millions and Could Have Ended the COVID Pandemic by Dr. Pierre Corey, one of the foremost advocates for ivermectin, and that book reveals the lies and the war against ivermectin, which was critical, as I mentioned in the book, to making sure that a vaccine could come out. Next, or another option, is to watch The Critical Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P and Critical Thinking with the Five Docs at the Odyssey. Odyssey is kind of like another video service, kind of like Vimeo or YouTube or Rumble. They have theirs on Odyssey, and you just look up Critical Thinking, and they have some great episodes. The one I think relates to this is episode 73. I mean, they have many, many episodes that would relate to this. Episode 73 would be good to watch if you're doing some research. Read the landmark article that helped many realize how much information was available showing why the vaccine should not be trusted. This was April 15th of 2021, several months before that letter from the first presidency. It is 18 Reasons I Won't Be Getting the COVID Vaccine by Christine Elliott. That's at the childrenshealthdefense.org. So if you go to childrenshealthdefense.org, type in that title, 18 Reasons I Won't Be Getting the COVID Vaccine, very good and informative article. You can review the myriad of articles archived on COVID-19 at two additional websites. One is lcaction.org/vaccine. That's a collection of articles in history basically documenting things as they went forward from the Liberty Council. So it's lcaction.org/vaccine. The other is a site by Tom Munns at tommunns.com/COVID truth. Also has a good documentary collection of articles as collected over that period of time. Watch the Doctors for COVID Ethics Symposium. You can find that at solari.com. Also at doctorsforcovidethics.org, where the four is a numeric four, doctorsforcovidethics.org, a treasure trove of information from professionals as this was going on what COVID actually was, proper things to do for it, as well as how the government was stepping and robbing us of our liberty and increasing their own power. There's also a five-part docu-series, Never Again Is Now Global, from Holocaust survivor Vera Sharav. That's available at aarp.org slash, I'm actually NAING-premier, or you can find it again, a little easier to remember, neveragainisnowglobal.com. So the above is but a sampling of the myriad of academic and scientific voices from around the world that were censored and often actively silenced to protect the official COVID-19 and vaccine narrative. As mentioned in the body of this book, I recommend the following essay, in addition to two others, in pursuing a greater understanding of our responsibility as members of the church in sustaining our leaders. The first is If Thine Eyne Offend Thee, available at josephsmithfoundation.org. So if you go to josephsmithfoundation.org, look for the article, If Thine Eyne Offend Thee. That's the article I quoted earlier. Also, the second article, 10 Largely Forgotten but Timeless Principles in Sustaining Leaders, also good at the same website. And finally, Fact Checking Misquoted Statements on Blindly Following the Prophet, also a very good essay on that website, josephsmithfoundation.org. For an insightful movie, fictional portraying the role of secret societies and elites who become part of them, I recommend The Brotherhood of the Bell, directed by Paul Widkos. It was a made-for-TV movie in 1970, but if you do some searching for it, you will be able to find it. Also, for a powerful documentary on standing for truth, watch the true story of the young Helmut Huebner, who gave his life standing against the propaganda of the Nazis. So there's a great link to that at the Joseph Smith Foundation. If you click on Zion's Tube, look the Helmut Huebner story. And I do have a link in the book or in the show notes that you'll be able to find that. Very good documentary. Actually, a full series is currently in development that will be available in the future. So for all this, all the references, all the quotes that you've heard during this book, I will eventually hopefully put all of those in the show notes. The ebook is also available on Amazon.com. Just click on the link to Amazon.com and you'll be able to buy the ebook, and it'll be a lot easier to follow up on all these links, not only the ones from this chapter, but all throughout the book. If I quoted somebody, I put the footnote there. I put some additional comments. Some of the most important ones I went ahead and read in the audio portion, but there's a lot more out there in there as well, especially for those who are doing more in-depth research. Finally, I'd make one additional note. There are three appendices in the book. I am going to jump to Appendix 3, and that is a little bit of discussion on the all-cause mortality rates that I have referenced there. This is from Australia, a vaccinated versus unvaccinated all-cause mortality rates. All-cause mortality is a really important measure because you can't hide it on how you classify how someone died. All you see is a trend that there's more death or less death. And with all the masquerading that went on during COVID on trying to classify deaths that had nothing to do with COVID, even a motorcycle accident, listing that as a COVID death, the all-cause mortality is a very valuable piece of information to look at. And so in this is, and I'll put a link in the show notes as well, is a report from doctors trying to appeal to the health authorities in Australia not to require these vaccines that Australia was so authoritarian about getting everybody to take. And in that, it shows that you have a baseline of the unvaccinated through this period of one January to 31 October 2021. And what I'm showing here is that the all-cause mortality for the unvaccinated has a baseline that stays close to about 5,000 persons per 100,000 each month. But then, as you look at the trend of the vaccinated, it goes up from a steady climb from January up through June and stays much higher. It goes up to as high as 30,000 in a month versus the and then ends the study at 20,000 versus the baseline of 5,000 for the unvaccinated. So very powerful. If you click on that link, you'll actually see that for all age groups. The age group I have there is for 70 to 79, which shows very clearly that even when people were saying, well, maybe for the most vulnerable, maybe for the elderly, they should take the vaccine because they're the ones that need the most protection. No, actually, they were the ones hardest hit by getting the vaccine with the highest increase in all-cause mortality by taking the vaccine. They were the highest hit of any age group with 70 to 79. So this whole thought, even well-meaning, even people on our side who thought, well, maybe the most elderly that are most at risk, maybe they should get it. Well, it's the evidence is there that that is not a good idea.